Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. We're going to have an Easter concert on this program, the Messa Pasquale Easter Mass of Cozzolani. Chiara Margherita Cozzolani's life epitomizes the destiny of Milanese patrician women, most of whom became nuns in the early 17th century. The youngest daughter of a wealthy merchant family, she entered the Benedictine monastery in 1619 and professed final vows in 1620, taking Chiara, which means clear, as her religious name. Her sister, aunt, and nieces also took their vows in their late teens. Cozzolani's convent was famous for its music-making. Visitors from all over Europe crowded into its public half-church, where they could hear the voices of the nuns but could not see them. The priest Sebastiano Locatelli wrote that he could not discern whether the singing voices were earthly or celestial. These Benedictine nuns were purported to be finer than the musicians of the Viennese court and of any other Italian ensemble. Cozzolani was one of the leading composers of mid-century Milan. Her music employed both forward-looking and traditional techniques. Her secular cantatas are lost, but enough of her sacred music remains to secure her outstanding reputation. In the Easter Mass, we will hear Cozzolani's four-voice setting of the familiar ordinary texts, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, Agnus Dei, together with motets that replace certain chant items specific to the feast. Almost all the music is taken from Cozzolani's second publication, her Concerti Sacri of 1642. The performing group Magnificat consists of 8 female singers, a male celebrant, a violone, a theorbo, an organ, and conductor Warren Stewart. As we listen to this fine ensemble, I invite you to pretend along with me that we are in Milan on Easter morning in 1642, crowding together in the Chiesa Esteriori, where we can hear the nuns, but not see them.